have your 12 books, 8 music CDs, and 15 performance art spoken word CDs. She's a writer, photographer, and a singer. She can be found on the internet at janetkegler.com, and she edits a literary magazine through Stars Publications and Stars.tv. Let's hear a real loud for Janet Kegler.
I'm pleading with you. I don't want to be the only one with these famine people there. Tell these stories to me. Tell me that you stop these things too. Tell me that you know that we will stop because you know that there is nothing we can do. And I know this too. But I'd like to hear you say it. Validate my fantasies in a way, because I'd like to hear you talk that way to me. I'm a sucker for that, you know. But tell me I'm not alone in this, so I'm begging you, I'm pleading you. Tell me that I'm not insane for thinking about you. Tell me that you have these fantasies, too. Whether or not there is a God. But I've changed my mind. I thought it, found him. He had dark hair, almost black, just like a God should. And he had these blue eyes, and not just blue, almost white. They were so white they looked like glass. You could almost see right through them. And I wonder if I could speak through you, if you gave me the chance. I'd clasp my rosary necklace and pray to the right gods, and wouldn't they do you? And I'd let that necklace drape over my shoulders, around my neck, and I'd let that rosary fall between my breasts, and you would forgive me that much more for my sins. How many Hail Marys would you ask me to say? I can't believe I've seen you, that I've talked to you, and does everyone get to see their God like this? Remember? Why did you have to be my God? Why did I have to see you and talk to you and realize how young you are and realize how inexperienced you are? I mean, you're the supposed to be the God, aren't you? You're supposed to be teaching me. Is this what people think when their God lets them down? Or did you let me down, or did I just never know what I was thinking? Is this what people think when they realize that they're only praying to idols? What's that? The short one called Desire. The light, the flames from you leap up, licking my lips, touching my skin, the fire moving in its desire. Dance. The smoke intoxicates me as the remnants from the inferno draw a rhythmic beat. The ashes fall, sprinkling, sickling my face, sliding down my throat, coating my lungs, making every breath a desire pant. I chain myself, my body falls limp. I am entwined with the desire, willing the desire from you. This one is the part called the Muse and the Messiah. I can see you now, hunched over, pouring yourself into your work. Scattered papers and dim lights flooding white with the glaring screen in your otherwise darkened corner of the world. And I know you can feel me now, feel me rushing in through the window that you leave only slightly open at night, rushing in with a faithful whistle, circling around your neck, curling up around your jaw, opening your mouth so slightly. You can feel my rush killing your teeth. You tilt your head back, closing your tired eyes to your problems, putting your future in front of you, on those pages, on that screen, under that white light. You let me open your mouth more and more. You feel me swirling around your tongue, down your throat, into your lungs, like smoke from a closed cigarette. When you hold your breath to feel the high, feel the ecstasy just a little longer, or like steam rushing down your throat to see into the deep breath of some morning after heavy. You open your eyes, you lift your lips, I make you do that. I make you forget your world. You can feel me there. You can't escape me. I'm there. I'm in you. And I'm sitting in my apartment, and when I reach out, my arm shadows my hand stretched across the wall. There is no music, but I can begin to move my hand, like a ceremony, as if it drums out your rhythm, like the panther's mistress as she walks down the hotel steps into her car after seeing her safety. Like waves of the sea, slowly crashing on the shoreline. Phases of the moon are changing, and the waves are crashing with more and more intensity, with more and more power, faster and faster. And at this very moment, you walk down a street somewhere. It is daylight, and you see the white moon peering at you from the sky. The moon was looking for you. It wanted to watch you. And for no reason, you divert your eyes and step off the curb and walk into the middle of the street. There is no traffic. The moon watches this because you will be safe. The moon watches the strain of your step, and the moon watches my hand, and the moon hears that moment of chance, of intensity, and the moon rises the moon. We feel that drumming beat. The phases of the moon are changing. There is no reason why you should question this. You can feel me. I will keep you safe. I will keep you alive. I'm your friend.